Hello and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So on January 26th, especially for all the Aussies listening, we celebrate Australia Day. But instead of focusing on the readings, I want to shed a little bit of light on who might be Australia's next canonised saint, Servant of God Eileen O'Connor, whose holiness and virtue have been recognised and now the cause of her canonisation has been opened. Now, Eileen was a young woman who lived through incredible suffering, but someone who emanated the love of the Lord and of Our Lady. She was born in 1892 in Melbourne, and she suffered from a severe curvature of the spine, and she was, at best, less than 4 foot tall. For much of her life, she could not stand or walk, but despite her disability, and with limited education and formation, she still had a beautiful and unwavering devotion to Our Lady, and offering up her suffering to Our Lady's work. This was best represented when she moved to Sydney and became the first leader of Our Lady's Nurses for the Poor, which provided pastoral care and practical care to the sick and poor, which still runs today. She spent much of her life bedridden, and she supervised and supported all the work of the sisters. As one historian testified, when the world would dispense with those who are weak, vulnerable or sick, who are small, Eileen says, "Let us all live, let us all be full of joy." She represents the preciousness of all life, and she becomes a beacon of light to us in these dark times, in a culture of death that says that life like hers should be discarded. If you'd like to know more, I refer you to the website eileenoconnor.com.au, where you can read much about her life and her witness to the community, especially how we could really use an example like her in the church in Australia today. Let us pray. Grant, we pray, O Lord our God, that as the cross shines in our southern skies, so may Christ bring light to our nation, to its peoples old and new, and by saving grace transform our lives. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.